Hello, I'm Pastor Isaac Hammond from Neely United Methodist Church at 1755 Thomas Deplet, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. And we're so happy to be in your presence today with the Word of God. And we hope that this Word can help you and even into eternity. We love you and we want to know that God loves you also. And there is a word for us today that can help us today. And it's coming out of the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, starting with the 6th verse. The world needs more faith today. And we should be thankful that we serve a God that's able to love us and sustain us, even when our faith sometimes lack. We should be thankful that we serve an all-knowing and all-powerful God. And he's given us examples in the Bible to help us, show us what it means to be obedient and faithful. And that's something that we should be thankful for today as we celebrate Thanksgiving and we celebrate all the blessings that God has done for us in our life. When you just look around, you see the blessings and the overflow of abundance and the anointing that he's placed on you. You ought to give God the praise right now and be thankful and throw your hands up and say, thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, chapter 6, verse, but without faith it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So first of all, if you come to God and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders got a good report. And I'm here today to let you know you ought to want a good report with God. What does God say when you come up before him? Does he say that you're a good friend or you're a good child? Or does he say, I haven't heard from her in a while? Or he doesn't talk to me that much. How is your relationship with God? Are you working every day on that relationship? Are you striving to be the very best that you can be? Are you tearing after the Holy Spirit and seeking the Word of God by fasting and reading the scriptures and praying to God? If you had to go to court today and they were charging you for being a Christian, how would the evidence look? Some people today are more concerned about the political arena. They could tell you if they're a Democrat or Republican before they can tell you if they're a Christian or not. They are known for their political stance before their spiritual stance. God is saying, put him first and let everything else line up. And he wants your soul to prosper. And if your soul is prospering, everything else will line up. As we get ready to go into the Christmas season, giving thanks to God's Son coming to die on the cross from the cradle to the grave, was his mission to make a way and a pathway for us to get back to our Father. And we're going into the new year. Your New Year's resolution should have something pertaining to your relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you going to seek the Word more? Are you going to pray more? Are you going to stand for God this year? Are you going to walk in the light of the calling of the Almighty God that he's placed before you in the pathway that he wants you to walk? If you keep reading Hebrews 11 chapter, after that 6th verse, it tells us about a man by the name of Noah. And Noah gives us a lesson of what it means to be obedient to God's word and to be thankful in our obedience. In that seventh verse of Hebrews 11 chapter, it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." In that passage of scripture, that one verse, it tells us what it means to be obedient and to be thankful in our obedience. We ought to be happy to serve an almighty God. God wanted us to learn obedience in our own household. He gave the Ten Commandments, and the first four commandments are between you and him. He's a jealous God. Have no other God before him. But the fifth commandment, Ephesians 6 chapter 1st verse, before you even get to the armor of God, he says, "Honor thy mother and thy father," meaning obey them, "for it is right in the eyes of God. For this is the first commandment with promise, for if you want long life, you must do it." So that fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments tells us to obey our mother and our father. So we learn obedience in our house. Before we get to the age of 12 and we are obedient to our Father in heaven, we have learned what it means to honor our parents and by obedience in the house. And God requires that same obedience in our life today, for he's our spiritual father. Honor him by obeying. And when you look at what Noah did, it lets us in on what obedience is all about. You have to be obedient in your worship. Noah, in that verse, says he was warned by God of things that had not been seen yet. So when you're obedient in your worship and you stay connected to God, God will let you in on some secrets of what is to come and what's going to happen in your life. So God warned Noah because Noah had a relationship with God and his worship was right, that he was different than all other men in the world. And God revealed to him what was going to happen. Noah lived 100 miles from the ocean. It took him 150 years to build a boat, 1.5 football lengths long, and 4 stories tall. He was faithful because his worship was right with God. He was connected to God, so he was able to know, "Noah, I'm getting ready to destroy the world." When your worship is right, it brings an intimacy, a closeness to God, where he knows your voice and you know his. The second part of that scripture, it says, he prepared an ark and moved in fear. That means his work was right because he moved in fear. How is your work today? Are you working in the kingdom? Are you working on behalf of God? Are you letting God use your hands and use your feet? Use your voice, the hands and feet of Christ and the voice of Christ in this world. The world needs the voice of Christ every day. God wants us to be tools for the oracle of the kingdom. You're a minister of the gospel, if you know it or not. If you give your life to Jesus Christ, he wants you to let your light shine so all the world can see. So Noah obeyed by having his worship right and finding out what God's plan was, that he was going to destroy the world. He was obedient by having his work right because he worked on that boat for 150 years. Not giving up, but doing what God told him to do for the kingdom. Then The last part of the scripture tells us that his witness was right. In that 7th verse, it says, after he moved in fear, he prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. By him working on that boat, that was his sermon. He had one of the shortest sermons ever known. The rain is coming. His witness was right because he was working and telling the people, prepare. He worked on the boat in the day because the sunlight is in the day. But he witnessed by night. What are you doing with your life? Are you being obedient to God? Are you thankful for your faith and your opportunity to be obedient? Noah had his worship right. He had his work right. And he had his witness right. And by it, he condemned the world. By him working and preaching and working on that boat, he showed God how righteous he was and condemned the world. And one day, the flood began to fall. The rain started to fall from heaven. Before then, the water would come out the ground in the Garden of Eden and even in the days of Noah and water the root system of the plants and trees. But for the first time, the Bible says all the crevices of the deep open up and the water came gushing out to the surface of the earth. And God destroyed the world because of the evil and the Satanistic things that were going on and all the things that had taken over the minds of the people, just like today. They kept on going and worsening into a worse situation. But to God be the glory, there was one man that stood and had his worship right, his work right, and his witness right. What about you? Look at your life. How is your worship with God? Is it from the heart? Are you worshiping in spirit and truth? How is your work for the kingdom? Are you working, trying your best to make 100? Are you a witness for Jesus Christ, telling the world what thus says the Lord, living a life that's a witness for him? Noah had it right. So we ought to be thankful today that we have a chance to line our worship, our work, and our witness with God. Take the opportunity for you to do the same thing today. I'm going to say a prayer. And if you believe by faith, if you have heard something, come to God and say, I repent of my sins. I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm going to try your way, Lord. I'm going to say a prayer right now. If you believe, repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Wash me, cleanse me, create in me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. I believe that Jesus, your Son, gave the Lord's Supper and died on the cross the very next day for my sins. He went to a borrowed tomb for the weekend, but early that Sunday morning, got up with all power in his hand. I believe. And now he sits at the right hand of God, interceding on my behalf. Let me be part of the holy family of God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. 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 We love you, Ed Neely. Keep a smile on your face, for that smile may be blessing somebody along the way. Be a witness.